You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Time of the week again, another great hour of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia and more. I'm Phil Gray and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 249. And what a fantastic way to get the episode underway with Peru's Los Psychos, formed in Lima 1964, recognized now as global pioneers of punk rock. One of the very first South American bands to record exclusively their own material. They released six singles between 65 and 66, and every one of them is fantastic. We had a track called Fugito de Alcatraz, the B-side of their 45 Te Amo, released on Dis Peru in 1965. So Peru's Los Psychos, great bit of footage of them up on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, we have loads more new to Retrospect Global Garage in this episode, but for now we're going to check out some stuff out of North America. This is the Leather-Coated Minds with Sunset and Clark. We'll be right back.
see that you're going away. They told me you were running around, but now I see that you're putting me down. I'll keep trying until I win. You better give in.
Don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Girl, you got me so I don't know what I'm all about. It was something that you did, I can't figure out. Well, now you want it. Now, you're the sweetest one. Hey, girl.
Well, studio band The Leather-Coated Minds got the set underway. They were together, 66 and 67, psychedelic studio-based band, largely masterminded by JJ Cale and Snuff Garrett. They had an album called A Trip Down Sunset Strip, a mixture of cover versions of fairly popular psychedelic rock hits from around 1966, and four original instrumentals by JJ Cale. So we had The Leather-Coated Minds, Sunset and Clark. More about them on our Facebook page. Then out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a band called The Young Aristocracy had two 45s recorded in 1967. We took Don't Lie, picture of them up on our Facebook page too. Then we had the 5am event. Now it's a 45 that was released in the UK on Pi Records July 1966, but the band in fact were Canadian, although they were perhaps the only Canadian band ever to play at the Liverpool Cavern Club. So the 5am event, it was a 45. We took the A side called Hungry. Now that's a cover of the track Hungry by Paul Revere and the Raiders, by Canadian band The 5am Event.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, these guys formed in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1963. They began as a duo, Jim McLaughlin and Jim Osterberg. Fellow Ann Arbor high school student friends joined the band, and they became The Iguanas. Founding member Jim Osterberg, taking inspiration for the name The Iguanas, just a few years later became none other than Mr. Iggy Pop. So this is The Iguanas with a demo from 1965 called Again and Again.
No sound at all. And I moved fast to look around. And I saw fans beside me and one another in the ground setting. Again and again I want you to pass some old friends outside.
can be bought openly by anyone in drugstores, groceries, delicatessens, terminals, malt shops, cigar stores, newsstands, all over the community. They can be purchased by children, whether in a small town like McAllen and the Rio Grande, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles. Prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines, which sell over 15 million copies a month. These highly colorful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper. They often present their subject on bed or couch, in positions indicative of intercourse or other sex acts.
My little girl who was back in the States, stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But how was I to know the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted by my friend in Lover's Lane? Atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see, and that's when I found out they was cooking me. Ow! Meanwhile, back in the stain. Well, I jumped out the pot and I finally got away. A friend was worried what my baby would say, so I jumped in the ocean and I started to swim. But my chances of survival were getting mighty slim. Then I thumbed down a wave who was heading my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was Yeah, don't you know?
know I love you, baby.
Yes, I love you.
I love you so much, it hurts me, girl.
Yes, I love you.
I wanna love you so bad.
Yes, I love you.
Well, there's a great set of obscure 60s garage rock, garage punk, and freak beat. Topping the set, the Iguanas featuring Mr. Iggy Pop on drums with a demo of Again and Again out of 1965. 1,000 copies of that debut single released. Then a band called The Bugs. They released 2 singles for Asta Records, and there was also one unreleased track called Gonna Find Me a Girl. So we took one called Slide. It's the B-side to their Pretty Girl single. Much more raucous track, recorded at Fleetwood Studios, and eventually made it onto Volume 7 of the wonderful Back from the Grave compilation series. Following the Bugs, we had Louisiana band The Barracudas, and April 65, 45 on Zundak Records. Now, apparently only 4 copies of this single are known to exist. These guys were from Bunky High School, and it's notable for the fact that the slightly high-pitched singing is a result of the record accidentally being speeded up during the pressing process. So The Barracudas, the A-side of that April 65, 45 called Baby Get Lost. Finally in the set, The Apostles, a 7-inch 45 from 1968. It was the B-side of the 45 called Stranded in the Jungle, a track originally recorded by an American doo-wop group called the Jayhawks. The A-side of that 45, a cover of the Ray Davis track Tired of Waiting. So The Iguanas, The Bugs, The Barracudas, and The Apostles. Now stay tuned, we've got a bunch more great Global Garage straight after this.
Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The accent is on you. Oh boy, this is the most.
Woo! No!
Well, it's time for Global Garage, and we're kicking it off this week with a track from Canada off the Fantastic label, released 1965, but I found it on a comp called Groupes Quebecois. This is Les Copains with Le Chat.
Ha ha ha! Attention les copains, on va danser le chat!
Yeah!
Thank you.
ensemble avec moi. Oui, c'est le chat. Oui, c'est le chat. Oui, c'est le chat. Oui, c'est le chat.
Here I come, walking down the street. Get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, what the monkeys? Peeps and a monkey around. Way too busy singing. Boo anybody down. No way they want to do what you like to do. You don't have to get restless. The old something new. Hey, hey, what the monkeys? Peeps and a monkey around. Way too busy singing. Blew anybody down. We just had a little family. Come on, sing it and play. We the young generation. We got something to say. Just over your shoulder, cause I'll be standing still. Hey, what the monkeys? Keep saying a monkey loud. Way too busy singing. Put anybody down.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Je marchais le long des rues, j'avais froid, je t'attendais. Mais toi, tu n'es pas venu, tout est fini désormais. Mais pourquoi, pourquoi mon Dieu, dans les rues de nos amours, où nous allions tous les deux, j'ai maintenant le cœur lourd. Jamais plus non, jamais plus n'est pas incertain. Jamais plus non, jamais plus ne referons ce chemin. Le froid qui se glisse en moi me fait ressentir ton absence. Mais dis-moi, pourquoi sans toi les choses n'ont pas d'importance? Mais pourquoi? Mais pourquoi? Jamais plus non, jamais plus je ne reverrai ton visage. Jamais plus non, jamais plus quand le ciel sera sans nuage. Je veux marcher bien longtemps, marcher, oublier le temps, oublier le froid, la pluie, t'oublier pour la vie. Oui, je veux t'oublier, t'oublier, t'oublier. Jamais, je ne veux t'oublier, t'oublier, t'oublier. Jamais, je ne veux
we'll be right back. s'ennuie. Il devrait s'habiller pour lui sortir. Mais comme il a peur de la pluie, il reste là avec son ennui, pendant que Mirza part avec son meilleur ami. Il n'a jamais pu se débrouiller. Pour tout le monde, il est un gars empâté. C'est la faute de sa maman, car à l'âge de 17 ans, il ne pouvait s'amuser avec les autres enfants. Car pour lui à l'école, il n'a pas été chanceux. Il a toujours doublé une année sur deux. Et un jour en classe, il s'est endormi. La classe était finie, il était encore assis. Mais depuis ce temps, Antoine a bien vieilli. Il porte les commandes pour la pharmacie. Encore hier, il s'est perdu. Il s'était encore trompé de rue. Quand il s'est retrouvé, le client était enterré. Se marier. En entrant dans l'église, tout le monde a pleuré. Il a couru vers l'hôtel. Il avait oublié ses bretelles. Ses pantalons sont tombés. Il s'est cassé le nez.
Well, that's the first part of our Global Garage set for this episode 249 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Canadian band Les Copains top of the set with Le Chat. Then, and picture of these guys up on our Facebook page, Japanese group sounds band The Jaguars. They kind of straddled pop music and garage rock, doing amazing versions of tracks like Tobacco Road, the Blues Magoos arrangement of that, also Mitch Ryder's CC Rider. We had The Jaguars doing Theme from the Monkees, the Tommy Boyce and a Bobby Hart track from the Monkees TV series, 1965. That one appeared on a comp called The Nippon Side. More about the Jaguars up on our Facebook page right now. Then we had some more music off that Neuralgies Particulier comp that we featured significantly in our recent French episode. I think that was episode 247, available across the web. So this album subtitled Fuzzed Up Lost 60s French Punk. So Jean-Pierre Alane is his name. He had three EPs, 1965 and 1967, and then a later single in 1972. I chose the track Jamais Plus by Jean-Pierre Alane out of France, and then another one off the group's Quebecois compilation recently acquired. This one is by Les Miserables, emerging out of an instrumental combo called Les Coronets. So this one was a 1967 release. I believe it appeared on an album they had, a self-titled one, Les Miserables. Mixture of previous singles and newer material rather than an album as such. The album was released, then the band pretty much dropped off the radar, and it was all over by 1969. So, Les Miserables with Il s'appelle Antoine, that's off the group's Quebecois compilation. Some great Canadian garage.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's one from a Colombian band called The Flippers, or Los Flippers. The label was Codiscos Zeta, 1967 LP out of Colombia. More about them up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The track's called La Tierra de las 1000 Danzas. We had this track last week as well, this time in Spanish. This is The Flippers with their cover of Land of 1000 Danzas.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Rolling with the Mac potato and the Gator. Stop your feet now. Stop your feet. Oh, stop your feet now.
Street. Go, go to the Monaco, strictly for swingers. Friday and Saturday from 7:30. Shake till your back aches to the big sounds of today. Top 10, soul, rhythm and blues. Oh, I tell you, guys and gals, the Monaco is good news. Friday or Saturday, take off to the Monaco. Fab, fun, and strictly for Jet Set Team.
Papers.
three more great global garage tracks there. Colombia's The Flippers, top of the set with La Tierra de las Thousand Dances. Then Mexican band Los Freddys, formed in Guadalajara 1962. They went on for many years after the 60s, in fact, somewhat middle of the road though. But they started off pretty close to garage rock, covering tracks like Woolly Bully, also covered some Beatles tracks, and of course The Kinks. Los Freddys with Me Tienes a Mí, that's their cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me, great cover too. And then finally they're bringing things right back down here to New Zealand. The band is called The Spectres. The track Anything You Like, that track did appear on three great comps of New Zealand music. So if you'd like to find out more about New Zealand 60s garage, here are the name of the comps. One is called Wild Things Volume 2, 16 monaural blasts of wild Kiwi garage pop, 1966 to 68. And that comp came out in 1995. Then in 2008, a comp called A Day in the Mind's Mind, Volume 2, Fantasies, Polka Dots and Flowers. That is a CD comp on EMI. And then thirdly, A Day in the Mind's Mind, The Kiwi Psychedelic Scene. That was a double LP compilation. So the track is available on a bunch of New Zealand garage comps. The band, The Spectres, the track, Anything You Like. Well, that's it for Retrospect Episode 249. Don't forget, back episodes are available. You can find them in the iTunes store. Just go there and search for Retrospect Garage. You'll find us. Also find us at TuneIn.com, also in the TuneIn app on your smart device, also on Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Pod Directory, bunch of places that hold our back episodes. So if you like what you hear, go back and download a few of those episodes. Don't forget, your feedback's very welcome. Suggestions for any regions of the world you'd like to see me focus on, just hook up with me via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Send me a message, or even better, post on the wall. Bunch of information on that Facebook page about each episode, link to the podcast, also track listings up there as well. So that's it for Retrospect Episode 249. We started the show with some global garage. We've had a bunch of great global tracks, also stuff out of the States and Canada. I'm going to end the way we started with Peru's Los Psychos, originators of the punk sound. This is Los Psychos with the A-side of the track that we came in with. This is Te Amo. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.